This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House said Saturday that the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed. Ben Thomas has more.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry says that fires from an early morning drone strike at Aramco oil facilities in the eastern town of Abiqaiq have been extinguished and that no one was killed in the attacks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the attacks attributed to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Edward Uranian has more.
Saturday's attack comes as the Saudi oil giant Aramco prepares to publicly sell shares in the company, leading some analysts to speculate the attacks were meant to depress the value of the company when its shares go on the market. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pakistan said on Saturday four of its soldiers were killed and another injured when terrorists from across the Afghan border opened fire at two locations. From Washington, this is VOA. Joshua Wong, one of the leaders of the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong, is visiting the United States. Reuters has the story.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong will visit Washington, D.C. this week to ask for bipartisan support from U.S. lawmakers. Wong, who has been at the forefront of this year's protests, told Reuters on Saturday their fight will continue through the anniversary of China's founding on October 1st.
In Hong Kong, in the past 3 months, we have three protests. More than 1 million people took to the street. So before 1st of October, we will continue our protest with our calls on free election. Government of Hong Kong should be elected by Hong Kong people instead of handpicked by Beijing.
China has accused foreign powers, especially the United States, of fueling the unrest.
Italy has agreed to allow the rescue ship Ocean Viking to disembark 82 migrants in the southern port of Lampedusa. Sarah Bassett has more.
Ocean Viking's crew say Italian authorities have instructed the ship to sail to Lampedusa. The ship has been appealing for days for a port of safety after rescuing 50 migrants who were struggling in an unseaworthy rubber dinghy launched by Libyan-based migrant smugglers. Italy's foreign minister cautioned against interpreting the OK as a sign the new government is easing its crackdown on such vessels. The country's week-old new government now contains the centre-left Democrats, whose leaders have called for a more humane policy on rescue boats. I'm Sarah Bassett.
After being ravaged by Hurricane Dorian last week, it's more bad weather for the Bahamas. Reuters reporter Priscilla Huff has the story.
Tropical Storm Humberto is slowly moving across the Bahamas. This new storm arrives less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian devastated the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. The storm strikes as cleanup and recovery efforts from Dorian are still underway. On a visit to Nassau on Friday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was clear to the world the Bahamas need more help.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone.
An estimated 1,500 are homeless from Dorian, and the death toll is expected to rise well past the 50 already counted.
Reuters reporter Priscilla Huff. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation will hold an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to annex part of the West Bank. Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday, saying he plans to annex the Jordan Valley if he wins re-election next week. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.